Breaking news.
And this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets. And see why. It's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to another elite episode of the Get Authentic with Marcus show. I'm your host, Marcus Ogden. In today's episode, we have a very special guest, Val Chermofsky. And you know what? Let's bring him on down to the stage. How you doing today, Val?
Good. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk to you.
Love it, man. Love it. Val, first question. What does the word authentic slash authenticity mean to Val?
I don't know why I gravitate to the thought of being proud of yourself. You know, it's having pride in yourself enough to then challenge yourself to show up as yourself all the time, or in the times that you need to. So when you're proud of yourself, you navigate life more inclined to be your authentic self.
You know, Val, we've had a lot of great responses. That is going to be one of the best, because you talk about being proud of yourself, who you are as a person, where you're from, your makeup, showing up as the real you and not trying to be someone that others want you to be. And so many people, right, Val, are trying to be what they think that person wants them to be or that person wants to be like, but then you're not being who you are, and then you're not really living your true authentic self. So that answer is going to help a lot. Well, be proud of who you are and what you've gone through to get where you are. So Val, tell us more about yourself, where you're from, your story, and then of course, your train all the way up to where you're at now.
Thank you. I also don't want to piggyback on that answer, but I do want to say there is still room to better yourself. Always, you know, it's not leading with pride. You know, pride has a misconception sometimes. You know, you could be too proud. But pride is also the reason why, you know, you hold yourself accountable to doing the good thing, the right thing. And so I think it's a good kind of balance, right? Being proud of yourself, but at the same time, proud enough to admit when you're wrong, proud enough to know when you need to be better. So it's like an everyday thing to show up authentically.
Love it. Love it. That's so true. Again, it's all about knowing how to take criticism, be humble, you know, take advice, how to be proud of who you are. It's all into your makeup of being the person that you are. This is great, Val. So where are you from, man? Just give us a little bit more about the story.
Yeah. So I was born in Ukraine. That's a hot topic now, but when I immigrated from Ukraine, no one really knew what it was or where it was. But yeah, so I was born in Ukraine. When I was 8 years old, my family immigrated to Brooklyn, New York, Coney Island area. So at eight, you know, I was, again, exposed to this just high frequency melting pot of experience, and also seeing my parents struggle. So I think that was a really important time. Then, you know, I grew up, my parents were young. They put us into a bunch of things to keep us out of trouble. I'm a huge football fan. I never got a chance to play football, even though I love the sport. I played pickup basketball and football all the time. But, you know, professionally, I admire athletes because I'm a dancer. I'm a professional dancer. But until I was 25 and I joined Dancing with the Stars, which is the show that I've been on now for 20 seasons. Before that, I competed in ballroom dance. As an athlete, my approach was more from an athlete standpoint. So I pursued dance. My parents kind of pushed me, and it was like I represented America overseas, because that's where kind of the the competitions are larger, the presence is, you know, is bigger. And it was like the Jamaican bobsled team to have an American kid, you know, represent ballroom dance, Latin ballroom dance. But my last name was Eastern European, and so many people, so many kids competing in that sport were Eastern European or European. And so it was like this juxtaposition where here in America, I was, you know, an immigrant. I was the other. I wasn't a true American. And then overseas representing America, I was the American kid. So then I pursued dance. And then there was a show called Dancing with the Stars, and they looked for ballroom dance talent. While I competed, I was a 14-time national champion in the U.S. I was a 2-time world champion, which was a huge accomplishment, again, for the United States. And then at 25, I joined Dancing with the Stars, and now I'm talking to you.
Wow. So you said, like, the Jamaican bobsled team. It's so funny. One of the guys who is really the individual that they portray in the movies, a friend of mine named Devin. And Devin's a friend of mine, been on the show. Great guy. Talk about how the movie was made, and he got to meet John Candy and all the stars and all the actors and all that. But what you said is the same thing Devin said, and I want to talk about that. You talked about how you always knew and believed you could do something. Like you said, you wanted to play sports. You said you found dance and you loved it, but you competed at a high level. And Devin was in the military back in Jamaica, and he talked about, right, giving your all and having the mindset, right, about a push when everything around you might be tough or hard. There's always a solution to a problem. Look through a problem, not at it. Talk about that, how important it is to really like have that mindset to be able to look through problems and solve them, not look at problems and say, man, I can't figure this out. And then throw your hands like, oh, I'm done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Again, that's that pride, you know, that authentic self kicks in, and you're like, yo, I've done hard things before. Why not me? Why not me take on this challenge? You know, so like, again, pick up basketball growing up in Brooklyn, New York, like that's the rite of passage is you got to, everybody knows how to play ball because there's a hoop somewhere. And so on the court, like I'm a great teammate, and I believe how you do anything is how you'll do everything. So if you're a standout in one specific discipline, you know, there are tools that you will apply in elsewhere as well. And so, yeah, for me, I guess watching my father navigate a lot of challenges inspired me to look at challenges a little bit different and not so devastating. I mean, I approach them with accountability and best effort, but I'm not like intimidated by it. I appreciate it. You know, I look at that in life as well, not just in my career. I look at it as, you know, enriching my life. Any of those dips to me make my life more interesting. So the more challenges I overcome, the more interesting my stories are to my kid, to my grandchild, you know, and ultimately at the end, I'll be very proud, again, proud of myself as an old man.
I love that. I love how you kind of just brought that around full circle. And, you know, I want to talk about now Dance with the Stars. I mean, you know, you've been on it for 20 seasons and you are a popular fan favorite and you've done some amazing things on the show. But talk about when you were just starting out, right, Val? What was it that you were able to do? Like, what was it about Val that stood out for you to get the opportunity? And then from there, how do you continue just to work and compete? You're kind of like this great athlete. It's kind of like Tom Brady, 20 years kept playing, right? So like Tom was always at the top of his game, right, Val? How do you stay now 20 seasons on? How do you continue to stay at the top of your game? But how did you get involved as far as what you did in the first place to get put on Dancing with the Stars?
So how I got put on Dancing with the Stars is this reality show about pairing up celebrities with ballroom dancers and them teaching them. So that's the concept of Dancing with the Stars. They looked for ballroom dancers, which again, now it plays in my favor. It's such a niche space, because it's not just any dancer. It's this particular dancer that all of a sudden everybody wants the Jamaican bobsled team, you know? So I'm like, I am an expert at this. I pursued it for many, many years, and I am one of the best in the world, let alone in this country, you know? And so that's how they found me. I didn't aspire to go to Hollywood and be on television at all. I just, again, I was pursuing my craft. I tried to master that craft. And then I got lucky that that craft was needed on primetime television, you know, for 20 seasons now. So yeah, it's crazy. But that's how I got on. And then once I was on, you know, there's already such a big foundation of what I love about what I do, which is the preparation, the study, the, you know, physical accountability. As an athlete, it's hard as you get older because...
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Like you mentioned, Tom Brady, you know, I haven't gone vegan yet. I like my steaks. I like my food. I'm spoiled also in that sense. When you grow up constantly in action, like yourself, you a lot of times allowed yourself to eat, you know, to have some bad habits, you know, and then your body becomes a little bit less forgiving. And then you still have those habits. So anyway, that takes a lot of discipline. But yeah, I love that sacrifice. I will definitely stop doing this, at least on television, as soon as I see myself slow down or not be, not just competitive, but the best, you know, the best still. Because if I'm just hanging on to that sixth spot, that's not, you know, I don't ever want to see myself less than excellent. And then I'll try to hang it up. But again, everybody, not just in athletics, but in general, people, I think, hold on to that thing, not just because they're great at it, but because they love it so much. And so much of their identity is built around that pursuit. It'll be a tough time when I have to kind of stop doing Dancing with the Stars. But what helps is I'm not exclusively a Dancing with the Stars professional. You know, right now, first of all, I just became a father. So there's another source of joy in my life. I have 14 dance studios that teach adults how to ballroom dance. So there's an entrepreneurial family business aspect to it that's now grown, that we've been in for 17 seasons. Now I can't calculate for 17 years. And you know, my brother and I, Max, who's also a dancer, we produce stage shows, we go on tour, I teach all the time. So to compare it to you, like in my off season, I do camps. So I teach at conventions, large amount of kids. I try to, you know, I made a career pretty much Latin dancing, you know, which Ukrainian immigrant kid, Latin dancing. So I try to, you know, go to schools and actually dance with the Latin community and teach kids, like a large Mexican Central American community here in LA. If I have time, I have a teacher that I'm friends with. I go out there and after school, I'll teach them the dance that their culture taught me, you know, which is so ironic. But, you know, so dance is my vehicle to give back, not just fulfill, but also return and pass it forward.
Val, I'm very honored to have you on our show. You're what I call a servant leader. There's a great quote that I live by. All servant leaders have a single trait, an unshakable mindset to charge forward with passion and purpose. And I love what you said about the give back, like you want to help others. And that's why you're a fan favorite, because you're just constantly, well, how can I help you? How can I pour into you? How can I give you value? And this is why I'm so excited, because if more people were like you, Val, like kind of that way, give back and do things, the world would be a better place. And let's talk about that. I love how you took an opportunity and then you built your passion and career around that. Talk about how you got into business over the years, right, Val? And how you've used your knowledge, your business acumen, you're just seeing things in life, right, Val, to build something special to help others. And like you said, give back to this, to the art that's done so much for you in your life.
That's a, such a, an amazing question. First of all, thank you for before the quote about, you said a
servant awesome leadership.
Leader, yeah, serving leader. Yeah, I mean, that I feel like that's the best way to lead. I mean, to inspire anything. I mean, if you just demand things versus provide things and inspire, hopefully, a reciprocation on that. You know, again, do I expect that reciprocation? No, but I'd like it. And I think that would that network of reciprocating kindness will definitely would make the world better. But yeah, I had a lot of help. You know, I had a family that supported me. And then, you know, my dad never danced. My mom never danced. But they saw their kids, you know, excel in this field. And there's still a market there. And then after the show, the market grew even further because people all over the country kind of felt nostalgic watching dance and two people dancing together. I mean, it's so therapeutic and being it on television for so long, people I think got inspired. So we saw an entrepreneurial kind of opportunity there, but I wouldn't be able to execute any of that without, like I said, a help of one of my best friends is also a partner in that. We've known each other since we were 15, marketing director. So like it truly grew as, you know, we try to have.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.
Big corporate kind of professionalism, but the soul is still a very family business. And so, you know, there's a warmth there. There's a sense of service as well. I mean, again, it is a business, for-profit business, but there's different ways to make money. And if you can provide not just, you know, a product, but also a sense of community, a sense of joy to this person, then it's great business. And so that's kind of been our motto, and we've grown, but again, it's been challenging and COVID and all of that. But again, these are all challenges that now made us stronger. In 2024, we survived that COVID time as far as small business. And now we have those those scars and that scar tissue to show for it. I mean, not a lot of things rattle this business now anymore. And that's just, again, that applies for me as a person. But yeah, there's also a lot of uncertainty. I don't want to just preach like I got it all figured out and everybody does. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty, but you take a breath, you know, this too shall pass, and you do what, you know, you find pride in yourself to continue to keep moving.
You know, Val, something you said is so powerful that, you know, we don't have it all figured out. And honestly, if we keep going in life, we should never have it all figured out. There is no finish line, right? And I tell people this all the time. Pain is temporary. So is happiness and fulfillment. So there's a double-edged sword. But if you're going through a hard time, the pain that you feel at that moment, it's just temporary. Like you said, COVID, you all have withstood that. You have the scars. Now you know how to manage through things. Nothing's going to break. Again, unshakable mindset, right? That's a servant leader. That's what Val is. It ties back to Val has belief in himself, even though he doesn't always know what's going to happen, which we don't anything really know in that regard. We try to plan, but we don't really know. And my question for you, right, Val, is for so many people that are listening right now that are struggling to believe in themselves, a good friend, a guy named Les Brown, a renowned speaker, said, when the heart believes, and the mind knows you're destined for greatness. How could Val, or what would Val say to encourage young people, or about anybody in general, right, Val, that's struggling to believe in themselves? What would you tell them, or how would you help to get them to start believing in their heart and in their mind they can achieve whatever it is they want to achieve in life?
Start taking small steps. This isn't my rocket science. This is like, I'm sure I, you know, so many people have said it. But you got to start with like small wins, you know, so that perpetuates then momentum for you to start believing in yourself. But just, I forgot what the book is, but I think it was like an army general of some sort that said, like, just do your bet, right? I think is the name of the book, is do your bet. The advice was like, when you wake up, the action of doing your bet after yourself is something that will give you one level up, you know. Two level, you know, then you brush your teeth, you go through your routine, you do your tasks, you know, some are negative, some are positive, but overall, if it's a net positive on little accomplishments, I think it will build confidence again. And there's such a paralyzing fear of failure that you never really take that first step. But I think that is the most important one, because once you take one, you can take two and three and four, and hopefully it'll, like I said, create a pattern.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear what Val said? You know, fear is normal when you're trying to pursue something that's great, but it's all about just taking that small step and taking one step, then another. It's just moving forward every day, right? You're going to step back some days. Of course you are. That's life. But it doesn't mean that you just stop. You can take a step back. Let's try to step forward and forward again. Like, it's a constant journey in life. And I love what Val's saying about just do what you can. And like I said, do the small things about make your bed. It doesn't take much. Get up in the morning. I make my bed. Val, I'm a little bit over the top. I make my bed every morning. I vacuum my house every morning before I leave. I make sure the dishes get done. I start the dishwasher. I clean the top of the cabinets. All that before I leave for the gym every morning. Doesn't matter what time I get up, but I do not leave the house with the house not vacuumed, not bed made, not the couch clean, the kitchen. That's
is
just
it,
me.
Is it a really loud vacuum?
Yeah, it is, but nobody's here with me. So when I was married, I wouldn't do that because I've been out on the street. You know what I mean? Like, nah. But now that I'm single in my own house, that's how I set. Now, if I end up getting married, that will probably change. But until then, that's what I do. But here's the thing, right, Val? It's all about competing against yourself or competing against somebody that you respect. So I watched the Arnold documentary, and it's talked about him and Sylvester Stallone, right? They were both action heroes in the 80s, right? And Arnold said they didn't like each other, quote unquote, but that each other made each other better. So that's what make the movie, then all make a movie. He does best say, I want to beat Arnold. And then all said, did that. And Arnold basically said in the documentary, said, I give Sylvester Stallone so much credit for where I am today. Because without competing against him to make myself better, I would have not done as many projects as I did at my time. And my question for you, Val, is, who do you compete against? Is it yourself? Is it somebody else? Like, who does Val, other than, who does Val compete against in any faint form of imagination to make Val the best version of Val?
Well, with myself, obviously, but to whoever came before me. And first of all, you know, so I'm a product of all of that history, and that's why I love history. That also motivates me. The history of the world, but also history of my sport or whatever activity I'm in. I want to know who did it the best, and I'm going to try to be better. You know, so that's kind of my approach, at least with you know, in this regard, dance. And then it's your own personal kind of like, once you reach the accolades, I think. You started to, because dance, once again, it was a sport for me for my first part of my life, and then it became an art form in which I got a chance to tell more stories, and also it's like an art form slash form of service, because, you know, I teach people that are taking this huge leap of faith and trusting me, and I am teaching them how to stand there in front of millions of people and do something that they are terrified to do and are not very good at doing. So, you know, my relationship with dance has evolved because of that. So my standards are different, you know. So now it's not about like, did I win first place? But because I've won first place many times, now it's more like, did that feel good? Did that feel fulfilling for that person and their families? Or did, you know, did my community appreciate it? That's also important, whether it's my parents or my students or my wife, or like I said, Dancing with the Stars fans. You know, it starts here and then it ripples out, but it always starts here, where you need, like you said, it's also show me your friends and I'll show you who you are type of thing too. It's like the closest people in your life will inevitably have influence on you, whether you like it or not. I mean, it's just what it is. So
Val, I could just say, my friend, just so many things you said right there have just really just touched my heart, because you talk about who you hang around, who you become. Absolutely. You talked about you've won first place. That doesn't drive you anymore. It's like, what do the community think? Your wife, your child, your parents, your friends, your students, like who you want to pour into. Ladies and gentlemen, if you got nothing from this amazing interview, I've gotten a whole lot. This I can tell you, a whole lot. It's that Val is doing what he's doing for the greater good of helping others through his art form. Like he said, people trust him to show them what to do for the millions of people that they don't even know how to do and are scared to death to do. Everybody's like, Marcus, you should go on Dance with the Stars. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, go on there in front of all those people? Like, you're nuts. Like, I'd be like, like, you know, but Val talked about the trust factor. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what this interview is all about. I'm hoping that what you heard, you have more belief in yourself. You're proud of yourself, not too proud, but proud of what you're doing. Learn how to humble yourself, ask for help, and for goodness sakes, like Val said, just do it for the good of helping others. That's what matters most. Val, any final words of encouragement or empowerment you want to leave our audience to help anybody that's struggling move forward?
I do. I just want, and in those final words, I hope I could sum up what you just said as well about me, because you've been very kind to me as far as that synopsis. I do it to be of service, but I do, you know, there's a lot of self-fulfillment in that, you know. So don't get me wrong, you know, I'm lucky to earn enough to provide for my family. That is huge as far as my desire to be of service. Now, doesn't mean that you can only be of service if you have means. You know, some of the most charitable people, some of the most kindest people I know are people that don't have much. But again, I don't want to paint like I just navigate to be of service. I just think that when you're down and when you feel lack of purpose, being of service to others is your quickest way out of that feeling of down. You know, bringing joy to someone else will bring so much more life and joy into your own life. So that's why there it is. I think that's the best way to get out of, you know, to believe in yourself and to kind of find yourself is turning it on somebody else or towards somebody else for a second.
Yeah, I mean, Val, absolutely. I mean, you're doing what you do because you love it. You want to also provide for your wife, your child, your future legacy, your future family. I mean, that's just a normal way we all want to do, is kind of protect, nurture, take care of people. But there's a lot of people out there, Val, who have that as their only focal point, and they'll do whatever it takes to make that, and then they don't care about anybody else. So when you meet people like you who are actually doing what they love, but they also want to take care of their family, it's like a combination of somebody that's doing it for the right reason and with also the right intention of like taking care of others and leaving a legacy for themselves and for their family to be able to live the life they want to live. And that's just human nature. So I'm just so happy that you came on our show today. You talked about why you do what you do, where you're from, how you got into this. You know, I just love what you're all about. And again, ladies and gentlemen, that is the authentic tip from one of my favorite people, Mother Teresa. It's all about helping others and serving them the most. So when you serve them the most, you get served back yourself even more. Again, my name is Marcus Ogden. I am the host of the Get Authentic with Marcus show. Thanks for tuning in. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you for listening to Get Authentic with Marcus Ogden. Technical facilities and services have been provided by the Multiformat Network, multiformat.net.
Most of you know, former NFL players like myself tend to have lots of chronic injuries and pain. What you may not know, though, is most of us feel like we are stuck in this pain for the rest of our lives. In our minds, it's just the price we have to pay for playing the game we love. I now know that this is not true. My shoulder was damaged so much from playing in the National Football League, but that for so many years, I had excruciating pain. When I would go to sleep at night and wake up the next morning, my shoulder was burning and I felt inflammation throughout my entire right shoulder. To be totally honest with you, I had given up hope in getting a healthy shoulder back. I then discovered stem cell therapy and Dr. Jeff Donatello at the Center for Well-Being. After just one treatment, I feel like I have my entire healthy shoulder back. The morning after getting treated, I woke up pain-free. And between you and me, I actually cried a little bit. I can now lift weights without pain in my right shoulder, and I feel strong, just like playing in the National Football League. In short, you don't have to suffer anymore. Stem cell therapy has come a long way in a short time here in the United States of America. It seems like most of my NFL friends are getting it done now too. And best of all, you no longer have to travel to foreign countries, but you do have to call Dr. Donatello's staff at the Center for Well-Being at area code 603-380-9159. Trust me, you'll want to do this right away. Have a great day.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.